Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance accepting and appropriating donations to fund the construction of softball dugouts, including a dedication in memory of Hannah Hill. In the summer of 2022, Tom Anderson, a Hillcorp employee, designated a $7,500 donation from the Alaska Community Foundation to the Kenai Community Foundation to support the construction of new dugouts at the Kenai softball fields. The initial donation of $7,500 has since grown, accumulating a total of $8,996. Kenai City Mayor Brian Gabriel.
I'd like to just say thank you to Mr. Anderson for the generous donation towards this project.
Lee Fry, Public Works Director, says the dugouts could be completed this summer.
Bids came in a little higher than we're expecting, so we're currently looking at some options of completing some of the work in-house, but we're still, looks like we're probably going to be able to get them built this summer, planning on having them up and ready for the season, depending on some material timelines.
Anderson has requested that one of the new dugouts be dedicated in memory of Hannah Hill, who is a local resident and passionate softball player with the Kenai Softball Association. She will be honored with a memorial plaque on one of the dugouts. These funds will be used for the capital project to build the new dugouts, which is expected to be completed by May 31st of this year. Senator Dan Sullivan gave his annual address. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson with more.
Senator Dan Sullivan faced tough questions from Alaska State lawmakers during his annual legislative address in Juneau on Thursday. Referring to cuts by the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency under Elon Musk's leadership as difficult choices necessary to keep governing spending under control.
But is the end goal of a smaller, more efficient federal government that lives within its means necessary at this point in time? Yes.
That was one of Senator Dan Sullivan's ultimate messages during his annual state lawmaker address about cuts made by the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency. But it came with this context.
Do I like every decision that they are making? No, but these are difficult decisions. Job losses are always difficult on families and communities, especially in tight-knit states like ours. And they need to be done humanely and not randomly.
Sullivan referenced the president's executive order unleashing Alaska's extraordinary resource potential to make the point there is now an administration in the White House listening to Alaska's concerns. To make the point of the open line of communication with the Trump administration, the senator talked about the Department of the Interior announcing parts of the National Petroleum Reserve at Alaska and ANWR will be open for oil and gas leases.
It lifts public land order, PLO 5150. That is the TAPS corridor, and it gives that land back to the state of Alaska.
View the senator's full speech on this story at RadioKenai.com. Matt Wilson, KSRM News.
The city of Anchorage is increasing its volcano activation plan level as Mount Spur prepares to potentially erupt in the coming days or weeks. Mayor LaFrance issued a notice yesterday announcing the city's Office of Emergency Management is raising its activation status to level 2 out of 5. The increased level means the city is moving from normal operations to response incident monitoring. The Alaska Volcano Observatory says there has not been any significant increase in activity at the volcano within the past week. The observatory issued a code yellow last week after significantly elevated volcanic gas emissions were observed coming from the 11,000-foot peak. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.